Welcome to the Lake Forest Podcast, a podcast about the lovely city of Lake Forest, featuring topics like local news, sports, music, people, food, and then occasionally politics. My name is Pete, and I'm joined with the voice of the Lake Forest High School basketball, football, lacrosse, water polo.
No water polo.
Walker,
yeah,
how you doing, Scoop?
I'm doing good, Pete. How are you?
Been Happy 2 weeks, Friday. My friend. And it's Friday.
That's right, 2 weeks.
It's been two weeks,
gotta get
dude.
Some more content to start babbling about.
Well, there is some good stuff out there, and our fine city council gives us plenty. But before we get to it, hey, Lake Forest Podcast is supported by Shark Eye Beach Fishing, the premier South Florida beach fishing experience out of Longboat Key, Florida. The world-renowned captains not only put you on the fish, but to help you and your family make a memory of a lifetime. Check them out on Facebook or sharkeyebeachfishing.com to schedule an outing. Shark Eye is my guy for your next charter. Disclaimer, Scoo doesn't charter. They also got a Shark Eye Outdoors. If you want to find a fossil, boom. They'll find us out there one day, Scoop.
I won't be in Florida. Yeah, never know.
Hey, we'd also like to say we're thankful for our Patreon supporters. Reverend Luke back from the Church of the Holy Spirit. At School of Rock's paying off. Matt A., Elizabeth B., wow. Coastal Lance, Otto, RDM, Bratstop Breakfast Group in Kenosha. Captain Mike's in downtown Kenosha and the Greentown Tavern in Waukegan. Three places I gotta go eat. Okay, Scoo. Sort of a busy week. I'm just gonna quickly go down my notes here and then you can, it's like a speed bump, right?
Let's do it.
All right. So, start at the beginning of the week with the Woodlands tennis courts. They had a little meeting. I put a little post up that
I saw those.
Woodlands 8, Lake Forest Neighbors 0.
That was a tough one,
and but it was nice to see. You had people for and against come up there and say their piece. Whichever side you're on, I respect whoever went up there. You know what I mean?
Right.
Because you're going in front of a group of people, you're going on camera, and idiots like me can, watch it. But
I didn't watch it. I was doing a lacrosse game, but I did view the playback.
So now, one of the things that people don't pay attention to these council things is they're like, a couple hours long and nobody wants to watch anything for a couple hours. So you got to go in and you got to edit. You got to take a couple minutes here, 5 minutes there, and then you run the risk of losing context. But I don't think you could lose any context with Mayor George on
immediately impacted by this.
Please sit down.
No,
sit down.
We wanted to show you 25 feet and
this
10
is,
feet.
This is unacceptable.
Why is this unacceptable,
is unacceptable,
Mr. Mayor?
We have public comment. One person speaks at a time. We don't have demonstrations.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
We're so impolite to one another.
Yeah.
I have never seen him that fired up. Have you?
No. I mean, I think it was a lot of carryover when that one lady got up there. Carryover from the McKinley Road project. I believe she was the one that was
did not know that.
Let go by Mayor George. She was on the HPC and felt that she was far superior and more of a preservationist than anyone else in the city, and
Did
overstepped
not know
her
that.
Bounds, and I think her showing up there kind of
well, they had their court date this
feathers.
Week too.
Oh, did they?
The McKinley Road project, whatever. I don't know. You go in and it got pushed to next month, so it's a good thing we didn't go this month. I might try next month. Alderman, if you're all there, I might be there if you want to do an interview with me. I might show up.
I think she showing up just kind of
see,
got the past stirred up a little bit.
Okay.
But again, I mean, he, you know, I think he was probably a little bit out of line.
Well, for a guy that doesn't, I'm learning more as time goes on, but I had no idea who that was. It was like, I forgot, what's the lady's name that came on and did the interview with us?
Kari.
Yeah, okay.
Johnson.
Yeah, so she went up there.
And I can tell you, after listening to all this and Kathy's dissertation, I am really angry now. I am not for this.
She kind of put a smile on her face, a little bit more than she did, but whatever. You know, well, somebody's putting...
I mean, I understand where they're coming from. I mean, you're putting 5 tennis courts up against their backyard. I mean, that's, you know.
I mean, you're selling, you know what I mean? You're selling.
No, they weren't selling anything. It was already...
already decided, but...
Yeah.
Well, opinions. Anyways, what I got out of it was she wanted to show, which I didn't think was cool, that she couldn't use those monitors to show what 25 feet looked like. Because I think that's what that her partner, whoever that person was that did whatever, they had a measuring tape and they were starting to go and show what 25 feet looks like. And then George, I mean, it was like somebody put in both keys and the launch code. Whoosh.
Please sit down.
No,
sit down.
We wanted to show you 25 feet and 10 feet.
This is unacceptable.
Why is this unacceptable, Mr. Mayor?
We have public comment. One person speaks at a time. We don't have demonstrations.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
I mean, you're not demonstrating. I mean, he was kind of right. You know, you're not supposed to be demonstrating anything in public feedback. You're supposed to, you know, stay your peace and 3 minutes and move on. And you know, I just think it's, you know, once again, it's, you know, I believe it's that lady who, you know, feels she is superior to everything. And I'm sure she told, you know, Kari, hey, you know, I'll get up there and, you know, we can do this, you know?
Okay. All right.
And, you know, I just, it George just kind of lost his mind, but you know what? To be honest with you, you know, the crap that's going on, the dysfunction on the council and all that, it's coming to a head. I mean, it's just, you know, you got these aldermen that supposedly were meeting with, you know, Kari and the neighbors and, you know, quote unquote, throwing their support behind them. And then they come, you know, city council and.
Oh, so they're
two-faced. And no support. At least that's what I've been, you know, my understanding is that, you know, but again, I mean, it's well, you know, the thing is, it's because they think they're politicians. Come on, Pete. I mean, it's like, you know, you got Melanie Rummel, who, you know, just unique, doesn't show up to certain meetings when it's kind of like, you know, afraid that's, you know, she has to confront her.
The people. Is that where the sickness came from?
I guess, but you know, she's out there trying. She wants to. I mean, there's no secret about it. She.
You know, if you're gonna call in, not show up for school, you got to at least sound a little sick.
I mean, it's a joke. I mean, it's like you can't. You're an alderman. I mean, it's like show up to the meeting. If the meeting's in person, show up. I mean, don't give me this I'm sick type of thing. And but you know, she wants to be mayor, and you know, there's a mayoral thing coming up next year, and you know, it's all this kind of jockeying for position, and you know, there's clearly dysfunction. I mean, anytime three aldermen create a lawsuit for the city by their own
million dollars
through their own stupidity, there's got to be, you know, internal strife. You know, I mean, it's crazy that your legacy as an alderman is that you created a lawsuit for the city. I mean, come on. I mean, you're not, that's not what we're voting these people in for. We're voting them in to help the city progress and, you know, help the city staff do their job. I mean, it's just, you know, it's all this BS that these people think in their, you know, these big politicians. And, you know, it's going to be interesting when I think it's next year that, you know, there's some aldermen coming up for reappointment. The mayor's coming up. So it's going to be interesting to see. But yeah, I just, and on top of it, you know, come on, you really think, let's be honest, you know, a lawsuit was created. I don't know what the outcome is going to be because three aldermen decided to take matters into their own hands and look what it's created. Do you think these guys are going to be, you know, even wanting to get involved in something even like this, that,
you know,
possible lawsuit, you know, every time you make it, try to make a decision. So of course they're going to side now on, you know, all these issues that come up on the more powerful, you know,
what,
petitioner.
Why are they wasting time? I mean, that's lawsuit. They're not going to sue. They're going to drop it. Just let me build my damn building, right? So what? You think they'll keep it going? Oh.
I didn't say that, but, you know, I mean, hell. I mean, this is impacting people's livelihood.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't know. I mean, it'll be interesting to see what the judgment comes up with. But, I mean, you know, these people have done some pretty dumb things. And, you know, I don't know how or if that's what's going to happen. But, I mean, I got to imagine there's going to be something. I mean, right? I mean, you're going to build a building or not.
It's called repercussions, because when we have bad actors, there has to be repercussions, whether it's the attorney general, because somebody's got to say, you know what, don't do that again, or you're going to get, you know.
Well, the funniest thing is, you know, it's like, it's funny you mentioned repercussions, because my whole thing is, like, these three did this with the McKinley Road project. They know they were wrong. I mean, first off, how can you even think that you're not? But they got caught. And then on top of it, there was another project coming through, the turf fields, that they kind of did the same thing, trying to push that against, you know. So it's like, you know, what are the repercussions for these people that are, we vote into office and, you know, decide they're going to do it their own way, and are, you know, or gather enough of the other voting aldermen to go on their side. I mean, that's not what this is about. I mean, it's, you know, it is absolutely moronic what has transpired in that city council. And you can tell by watching it, this is just my opinion only, that you can tell there's strife between all of them. I mean,
who's leading things there? Is it Preschlack? I mean, just by watching it, I'm like,
leading things. I mean, Preschlack is, you know, probably the most articulate and knowledgeable person on the council. And I say that because of his background on other boards and commissions. Contrary,
his dad was mayor, wasn't he, or something?
Dad was mayor and all that. But again, okay. I don't think that has anything to do with it. I think it's the fact that he's done his homework. He's raised his hand in the community and has volunteered and has done an admirable job. And it's like, you know, that's what you want to see in these aldermen. And, you know, he's kind of the voice of reason, in my opinion, on that council, because he brings that knowledge to the table, and you can tell he's pissed off too. I mean, it's crazy what is going on there.
Well, if anybody's trying to figure out who to vote for, because look, voter turnout isn't that great, but for the people that give a crap, Eileen Luby, I don't know what she's doing. She just does what Melanie tells her to do, I guess.
She's, and I'm sure she's, you know, like all of them. I mean, let's be honest. I mean, all of them have some innate desire to be mayor. I mean, that's just the...
Well, it's definitely I think it's number one.
I think it's the push of every alderman. I mean, it's, you know, when I was going through the caucus process, I mean, you're asked what you want to be, what you want to do for the community. And, you know, so, and it's nothing wrong with that, but I mean, just when it starts to impact how the city operates, that's when it gets, voter turnout.
Yeah.
You know how this works, Pete. It's not voter turnout. It's the caucus. They're the ones that push the candidate through. I mean, they should be, you know, instead of just rubber stamping these aldermen, you know, because they're aldermen, they should be asking, what have you done? You know, there's a reason why they have, you know, it's like the term limits. You know, you talk term limits. We have term limits on all our people. And, you know, they're required to come through the caucus again when their term is up or their two-year term, and then they're going to re-up for the next one. You know, you sat in there on those things, the questions that are asked, if there are any questions asked at all.
They're beach balls.
I mean, they should be asking them, you know, what did you do in the last 2 years, and why should you be reconsidered?
Why did you get us a lawsuit? That's number one.
You know, and these caucus members should be asking the tough questions. They should be going and saying, hey, listen, I was at this one council meeting and, you know, you didn't have an opinion on something. That's not what we voted for. Why did you choose? You know, it's stuff like that. And I'm like, hey, God, we love you. You did a great job. You know, congratulations. We're moving you through. You know, but then when someone is, you know, an outside, you know, let's say the alder, and there's an open alderman spot, right?
Yeah.
That person gets freaking torched. You know, or you don't even get considered when you're even, you know, more vastly qualified than anyone else. It's just a crazy process that, you know, but these aldermen that are coming up for their second, third term, whatever.
Yeah.
It's caucus. It's not the voters. Yeah, the voters don't turn on. You know, that's just a byproduct.
You got a point. You got a strong point. And I guess, like, look, the aldermen won't come on the show, so we have to make, at least I have to make my judgments of what I see and I watch a show.
Everyone
does. So you got Luby just doing whatever Melanie says. You got Jed, who's I guess a nice guy, but he just... Does he overanalyze things that throw a wrench in? Because it seems like he does something at every event that gives fodder to those three to slow things down. Am I not?
No, you're Jed's the you know, abstentia person. I mean, that whole McKinley Road project. He decided he was in conflict, so he didn't participate in the vote because he lived in one of the other buildings. I mean, come on.
Who would know better?
And there's no bias because he paid money to live in one of the buildings that would. I mean, Jed, that it's such a cop out, and look what it created. I mean, you could go back and say, you know what, if Jed did not abstain and did what his duty was, we wouldn't have any of that. Exactly.
So,
but no, because
can I say no
said,
balls, or do I have to edit that?
You can say no balls, but yeah, Jed's, you know, and then with the.
So you got
a guy. I mean, but
I don't know him from Adam. He hasn't come on the show. All I know is what I see. Right.
So that's exactly.
OK, so it seems to me like.
And I believe his term's coming up.
His term's coming up. Right. another alderman, one person. So he just seems like to me he's one of those guys in a meeting that looks for the negative into something and slows it down, throws the monkey wrench.
Well, throws the wrench in. Exactly. Yeah. I mean, look at the turf field.
Yeah.
I mean,
why did he do that?
I'm sorry. What a moronic response.
Did you hear Melanie and him talking off mic?
Oh my God. They
You know, I thought I was trying to be pretty clear that I'm not in favor of 10, and that's too expensive and too big, and I wanted something smaller, and I thought I mentioned 8, because I talked to everybody, Ray and Jason and George and Ira, I would support 8, so If it didn't come through, that was, because that clearly was what I was hoping.
But would you have gone for something smaller?
What was that about?
I mean, but again, I mean, that's the whole thing. It's like, these people are clueless to what's going on around them. They think they're so superior.
All right. So let's go through the reviews of these aldermen. Okay. So Luby just is like a, not even wishy-washy. Just Melanie, what would you, she carries Melanie's bags. How's that? Louis Vuitton bags. Fair enough. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would say no. I just think she's influenced by people. I mean, it's unfortunate.
Does she think for herself?
Well, I'm sure she does. I mean, she has a business and she does. I think she does. I think it's just, I don't get it. Don't get it.
All right. I mean, these are just, look, these are our alderman reviews, right?
Right.
Okay. All right. So notes. He seems like a straight up guy. You know, charisma, could use some charisma, I guess, but whatever. He seems like a,
knowledgeable. He fits the bill. And I mean, he's a good alderman, but. Yeah.
He was one of the guys that voted for the project, right? So
which
seems
one?
Like he, the McKinley Road.
Yeah.
Right. So, cause he got remember when we did the alderman voting, when we put that survey out, he got dinged because whatever. All right. So I think Notes has balls. I think he'll say it. He's understated. When I say charisma, maybe step up more.
Yeah, but you don't need that. I mean, I guess, but yeah, I mean.
Okay, if you want to.
I'm just going to, more charisma, but, look at the ones that are like, think they have charisma and then just,
Well, they think.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's like, I'd be sitting there going, I'm not going to say that.
Maybe more outspoken. Okay, whatever. It's easy for me to say. I'm sitting here in my basement.
Yeah, and it's hard because we don't see behind the scenes.
Right.
That they're doing. Well, so I think he's got the experience and he knows how the city works and all that. So yeah, I would agree with it. He's a good dude.
And then you have Preshlak, who he's outspoken. He wants to be mayor. Probably Notes doesn't want to be mayor. Who knows?
Never know. Yeah.
But he, Preshlak, I think he's got stones. Okay. Well, thumbs up to him.
Yep.
Bushman. I think he carries the other bags for Melanie.
Yeah, I think.
Or Melanie's on his back or something.
I guess I would say that, when you're reviewing aldermen, I guess, like we're doing, the three and Eileen, I mean, come on. There's not a review. They all should have stepped down. I mean, it's what happened is, it's in litigation now. I mean, it's just, here's my review. Step down. Just like Tom Ford said. It's true. I mean, it's, again, back to the caucus, those people are kind of, I think Bushman's done. And I think Melanie's done.
Yeah.
And Jennifer's done.
I think she's the only one. Herself.
And I think the only one left is Eileen. But I mean, that should be, the caucus should be saying, we can't put up with this, what you guys did. And, whether they come back through as running for mayor or something, they should not be allowed to. When you create this kind of angst in the city for the taxpayers, whether you're a nice person or not, you screwed up and,
well, it's integrity.
There's no coming back. I mean, let's say they want to run for mayor. I mean, are you really going to vote for those people? But then again, if they come through mayor, it's going to be up to the caucus.
Yeah. And those guys. God.
I guess reviewing them, it's hard to review, in my opinion, because they created a lawsuit.
Well,
four of them.
Then it's my review of what I'm watching, because I'm trying to get what's going on. And now I'm starting to see, because look, the thing hits the Tribune, you pay attention to it. Hopefully the Attorney General's, you know, paying attention to it. But we also want to give credit to the guys, because look, again, they're not coming on, so we have to make our own judgments, right? Okay,
right.
So
Melanie. And it's fair to say when you're watching the council meetings, I mean, it's like not much judgment to really make, like, really? Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. And then you do something behind the scenes with the Woodlands people, and then you come in and you screw them. Dad, you know what? Our friend that was pissed, I get it now. I didn't know. Okay.
I mean, it's, you know, that whole Woodlands, back to that Woodlands thing. I mean, yeah. It is what it is. It's a rare, weird thing, because Woodlands Academy is a SUP as it is. So I don't know how they were going to sup, and I don't know how they were going to get by that the residents anyways. But again, I mean, I guess my take on that was Woodlands does have space up by their fields where they could put those courts. And just being a good neighbor, I mean, that's the whole thing. I mean, when you're sharing a neighborhood, you know, if the neighbors are upset about it, you should work with them at least to figure out how we can make everyone happy. And I guess that just didn't happen.
Well,
now, I don't know on the other side, the neighbor side, like if they're nasty to them or not or whatever, but it's just weird that there's no kind of, it was just kind of everyone dug their feet in and said, I'm not budget. But.
Well, and then I also see where, hey man, you bought a house next to a school.
Right.
What? Okay. Sup with that?
Well, and here's my thing. I'm going to defend everyone on that issue on Highview is, they bought a house next to a school and the backyard was never, you know, the backyard of those people's houses, you know, they looked out at a parking lot and two tennis courts that were buried back behind brush. And for how many years have never, you know, talked about putting five. Now they're trying to, you know, be a part of the IHSA, and you know that comes with progress. But again, I mean, be a nice neighbor, and if you got the land, which they do, which doesn't impact anyone.
Yeah,
I don't get that, but you know, who knows what happened behind the scenes? I don't know, but Looks like it's going to happen.
I'd love to hear what happened, you know, behind the scenes, if anybody.
But again, I mean,
it's over, right?
Well, I mean, as they go through the process, if Woodlands screws up,
we're not
talking
another lawsuit, are we?
Oh, I don't know. No, I'm saying if Woodlands screws up or they don't do things that they're supposed to do, then yeah, that could be brought back to the city council, and you know, so who knows? I mean, hopefully it all just works out, but.
All right, let's swing back over. Let's finish up the review with Melanie. So her husband was a mayor, power hungry, ego driven, and thinks things don't apply to her. Is that?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know her personally, but her actions.
I just from what I see and read.
Speak kind of loudly. Looks like she's kind of the mastermind of all this stuff. I don't know if that's true or not, but. That's how it appears in all this. So, you know, okay. I don't know. I mean, I'm sure she wants to be mayor. I mean,
yeah. All right. So there's your alderman and good luck, Lake Forest. Oh, and alderman, you don't like what we said? The invitation is right.
Well, you forgot a couple aldermen.
Oh, did I? Who'd I forget?
Forgot Era.
Era
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I'm trying to count them all. There's 8.
So maybe we forgot Era.
Era,
do you see him holding that hose? He's pretty good with a hose. He's at the fire department. He's no stranger handling a hose, I'll tell you.
Yeah, he.
Era, he seems like a good guy. You know,
he's a good guy. And I know there's,
it seems like he's got a little passive aggressive going on in those meetings. He could step forward a little bit.
Yeah. He I think he does a good job. He's, I think it's tough though. I mean, like I said, you could just see that the tension, you know, when each of them are talking, it's kind of, you know, looking
nails on the chalkboard.
Well, I mean, it's, you know, looking at the interpersonal skills is when you're looking at each alderman as another one's talking and, you know, you can kind of.
Or listening when they leave their mic on.
We're so impolite to one another.
Yeah. But you can kind of tell, I mean, just your, you know, folded arms and never smiling, these guys kind of, it's like, you know, there's crap going behind the scenes, but it's a hard position to volunteer for. I mean, it's not like it's easy, but I think people walk into this stuff wanting to do it and think that there's not a lot of work.
They want the
title,
they want the influence, but they, you know, the foundation in order, you got to lead.
Well, that's the whole thing. And that's why I think there's a majority of leaders on there. There's a minority that aren't, and the followers, and you know, well, you see what happened. And
well, here, who are the leaders then?
I think Preshlak, I think Era's one. I think Notes, he's a good guy. I think he could be, but again, he's a newer alderman, so I'm sure he's taking kind of the back seat right now.
It's a newcomers club anyways, well, like the caucus. So,
but you know, let's see. I mean, there's a lot, like I said, like, you know, Bushman,
no, that's fair enough. Then you run into those three guys, right?
Yeah, I mean, Eileen,
gotta get a female.
I think Eileen means well and wants to do well, and I think she again was just kind of thrust into it and really wasn't prepared or ready for that position, but I'm sure was told, hey, listen, you know, follow your footsteps, dad's footsteps.
But, yeah, her dad was in, was he mayor? He's alderman. Well, you figure, well, she didn't start the business, so that's a whole nother thing. It's one thing to start a business and one thing to continue a business.
But I just think it was that, you know, I mean, and you can't have all leaders too. I mean, that creates a,
but that's a great tension. I mean, you have a bunch of alphas, but you got to have alphas with integrity, and it seems like it's lacking. So,
well, and you can't have pseudo alphas, people who think they're alphas.
You can say you're an alpha, but you're not an alpha. You know,
I mean, they're not. I mean, it's, you know, but again, I think it's also, I mean, lack of understanding of the process and all that. I mean, look at the people that, you know, we talked about this before, that have created this. They have no background in city government or, you know, boards and commissions and how the city operates. So they kind of wing it.
Well, Scoo, you've been around 58 years or and climbing, no offense.
Hopefully is 59.
Is this unique, like this group here, or has this always been going on at this craft?
No, I think it's unique in the sense that I, you know, lawsuits and all that, but I think it's...
Yeah, that's a big matzo
ball. It's always... I mean, there's always... I mean, but you can go back 20 plus years and, you know, here's the thing. You don't have to live here for 58 years. You can just look at the history and look at all the crap in the last 20 plus years that has been denied, you know, progress in the city. So, I mean, you know, is it the same? You know, it's different, but again, I mean, it's, I think the blocking of progress, that seems to be a repetitive type of thing when you go backwards and you look at, you know, Costco and all this other stuff and, you know, but on the flip side, there's been wonderful things done with the city. Yeah. It's just, I just think there's a lot more, I guess the old guard is in this community isn't as strong as it used to be.
And
there's a lot of newer people, which is great. But I think a lot of these people bring in, you know, I want to do it this way. And, you know.
Well, it's fine, but step up and be a leader and don't be, all right. So getting back to the Woodlands meeting and the eruption of Mount George.
Why is this unacceptable, is unacceptable, Mr. Mayor?
We have public comment.
What's the lady's name? Kathy? Who runs the lady that goes up?
Oh, Kathy Zerniak.
Zerniak, okay. Now, she's the one behind the scenes on everything, I think, because...
yeah, she's head of all that, and...
she needed my help.
Knowledgeable person in the city.
Because the minute that measuring tape came out, she popped up. I could see her working the door at Mother's with me back in the day.
Comment. One person speaks at a time. We don't have demonstrations.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
She escorted him out in like 2 seconds. That was pretty good. So Kathy, hats off to you. But couldn't they have just muted the mic and
No, you can't. I mean, it's
you can't. All right.
It's a public, public comment, and you know, public comment you can't demonstrate. So.
Oh. Okay. George.
I don't think it was all totally that they wanted to pull out a measuring tape and show 25 feet. I mean, I think there was.
Did you see my post where I actually put 25 feet up? People didn't get what I was trying to do. Mayor, we want to show you what 25 feet look like. Here's one, here's two.
I mean, that was comical. I think he kind of went a little overboard, but then again.
George, I hear you, man.
It's all kind of overboard. I mean,
I would have done worse.
It's his legacy, you know.
Get your ass out of here. All right, so let's move on to something a little bit more productive here. We had Joe Severino. He's running for Congress in the 10th district. Good guy, Cicero guy. There's a political podcast for those that would like it to be taken a step further. We try not to do that here, Scoo. You know what I mean? Because, you got both sides. We try to talk to both sides. But on the political podcast, Center Right Radio, we had Joe come on, and he's running against Brad Schneider. It's nice to hear some of Joe's stories because, he didn't really get anything handed to him. And it's nice to see the Chicago... a really South Side Chicago / Cicero guy come up. I hope he beats that Deerfield guy. So I thought that was kind of interesting.
That was a good podcast. No, I don't know. Well, he was on our podcast. I know that. I wasn't on it, but
yeah.
He had him last year. But it's great. There's people out there running and contesting incumbents. And
When I'm talking about charisma, it's like you have to – There is a skill to tell somebody to F off and they don't know you said it. And right. I don't have that skill. And
nor do I.
I never will. Catherine. So Joe, keep fighting out there, man. Catherine Lemmer, 6 years at the library.
Nice.
Wow. Catherine. See, before we all got, people heard of us, she came on the show and we talked about her. You remember those days? Were you around for that school?
Yeah, I was around for that. Yeah, we had a great podcast we had on with her.
Catherine, my library card has expired. I don't suppose you could just renew it for me, would you? Probably not.
another show is talking about the library remodel.
Oh, my God. I kind of think that's the big one. Everything else is a red herring, and then people are going to come out.
The dome sheath. The sheath on the dome at the library.
I like that hefty bag up there. Can we put our logo? Can we sponsor that? Catherine, can we put it?
I got some sponsors for that sheath.
Oh my God. That library condom, how much longer is that going to be up there?
Oh God, who knows? I mean...
When should we start paying attention to that? We were crabbing about it last year and I kind of forgot. I'm sure
the fields trumped the library because they're all vying for the same bucket of money. And I think the turf fields won out in that battle. So who knows what when the library is gonna. But again, I mean, they got a lot of dough they could put into it already. So they should.
Well, I guess what I'm asking is, what do you think the Green Meanies are going to hop onto? They've been kind of quiet lately. It's probably been a little too rainy for them to come out and play.
They don't realize that. Yeah, the rain is like, oh wow, that's I guess they were right when they were saying underwater. What happens? Yeah. Or their neighbors have been screaming because it's been raining and their poor kids can't play any sports.
Yeah.
Wow, I guess they were right what they were talking about.
So what's the latest lawn sign radar? Anything coming up?
God, who knows? I'm still in favor of putting up a pick up your poop. Had another one in my yard the other day when I was cutting the grass. Sitting here and I wish the people would walk by and have their dogs dumping my lawn while I'm here, not when I'm not here. But
I know you're a big fan of technology. I'm sure you want to have a Ring or a Nest up there camera to capture that.
Yeah. No, I don't.
Oh, okay.
I get pissed off when I step in it when I'm cutting the lawn.
Stepping it, what if it hits the mower, man? You got crap everywhere. It's almost like a city council meeting.
No, it's because it's these little tiny shit dogs. So it's tiny, so it gets sucked up in the thing.
Customer service.
But I don't know any other stuff coming up.
Hail damage, be right there.
You could just
mute the phone for the show. I'm just, even though I do appreciate the authenticity of it, it's fantastic.
There, I just did. So, yeah. Well, 4th of July is coming up, so I'm sure there's going to be yard signs for that.
I want to get to 4th of July. Before I get to 4th of July, this weekend we get all the proms, the graduation.
That's right. Yeah. Prom.
Big shout out, Jack Doheny. One of his safety gates came through. Yeah, he's going Northwestern.
Did he get his tux at Smith?
He what?
Did he get his tux at Smith?
Yeah, I wonder. Where does a big guy get a tux at?
Smith?
Those two guys, they liked this at the beginning when they were starting out. Now it's like we're on the pay no mind list.
They had hundreds of tucks in there last week. People did coming really? And getting them. Oh my God. Yeah. That's
so
where
Smith's
to go.
Smith's does tuxes. Okay. Did not know that. Okay.
For all.
He what?
For all.
For people. All. Well, can you say people anymore?
That's why I said people. I mean, you know.
No, I don't think you can say people anymore.
I just did.
All right. Well,
anyone that wants to wear a tux.
Pete didn't say people.
How do you do that? Do you go to prom and everyone wears a tux now or what?
I don't know. I'll see the pictures this weekend.
Or does everyone wear dresses?
Jack and the boys, I think the U-lines, they're going to have a little graduation party out there. Nice. So power to the peeps out there, man.
It all set up on the front lawn and drove by there yesterday. And
yeah. Think we can sneak by for a burger?
Probably could.
Yeah.
Who are you? I'm Jack Doheny's dad. Give me three.
I'm just picking up poop. No, kudos to Jack. Kudos to Mary Doheny, graduated from Notre Dame. You know how somebody graduated from Notre Dame? They'll tell you.
Right. And so will all the
alums.
Domers and an alumni.
So congrats out to them and all the Lake Forest, the high school, the Woodlands, the Lake Forest College. Academies. What about the JUCOs? Lake County College. Those are my kind of peeps. Lake Forest College, all that.
Yeah, Lake Forest College, I think it was last week.
Jamari Tansmore. I think I got your name right that time. Congrats all. No, it's a great time of year while schools are still around. Okay. Now let's talk about the 4th of July, Scoot. What are we going to do? We got to start planning. Are we going to go in the parade? Are we going to do popcorn again?
That was like Forest Day. We did popcorn.
That's not the same thing?
4th of July is a parade in Lake Bluff.
Oh, I think I got to be in there.
That's going to be a big one. I think this is a full on since the old COVID.
I've been invited to participate. I thought it was the same thing.
No. Lake Forest, the only thing Lake Forest has the 4th of July is the concert and the fireworks.
Well, I think the Lake Forest Day, I think we should be part of that. You call that a parade, right? When they go through town. Oh. Can we do that instead of the popcorn? And if so, can we get some of the, you know, the Jack Doheny's of the world to push us around in an office chair through the parade?
Sure.
An Aaron Dak?
Oh, my God. Order the popcorn. Yeah.
Well, can we throw popcorn balls?
Well, that's going to be, that's my 40th reunion is that weekend.
They can all show up.
Oh, I might be marching in the parade with my high school class.
Oh, man. So I got to run the popcorn machine with Pam?
That's right.
Can we push the popcorn machine around?
We probably could.
All right. It's up for debate. Okay, so Lake Forest Day and then the Lake Forest Bluff. I know I'm doing the bluff with Mr. Metz. Mr. Metz is a very popular fellow in town. I'm hearing that more. Oh, yeah. Very. I just wish you would have some opinions, you know. I wish you would go out on a ledge and really give opinions.
Yeah, he seems kind of like non-committal. I don't know. I've listened to a couple of the podcasts, but seems non-committal. He's got to kind of
you got to drag it out of him. But you know, sometimes there's some collateral damage from that I get off of that. But that's fine. But for the people,
why do you call it the center right when he seems more center left?
You just
just asking for a friend.
Well, he does like to wear the donkey shirts. Scoot, I try to hear all sides. I really do. And when I hear all sides, you know, you may not change my opinion and I'll call you dumb anyways, but I reserve all rights. But anyways, Scoot, you got anything else you want to bring up?
No, it's pretty quiet.
Yeah. Okay.
Someone's coming, and people love to hear
from us, you know.
We'll have to drag some businesses or something.
We ain't dragging nothing. They don't want to come on. That's fine. They can just sit back in their jacuzzis and listen and watch us. All right. We thank you all for listening to the Lake Forest Podcast. Please subscribe to us on YouTube. That little action, Scoo, takes three people from learning the truth about the Lake Forest Alderman. From 3 to 3,000, please subscribe. And we also like to say we're thankful for our Patreon supporters. We have, Shark Guy Beach Fishing. You heard of him, Scoo? The premier South Florida beach fishing experience out of Longboat Key, Florida. Their world-renowned captains not only put you on the fish, but to help you and your family make a memory of a lifetime. Check him out.
Does he wear a shark suit?
No, I think the shark suit wears him. If you've seen some of the videos, to schedule an outing, Shark Guy is Pete's guy for your next charter. Again, Scoo doesn't charter, and check out Shark Guy Outdoor if you want to find a couple fossils besides me and Scoo. I'd like to thank our Patreon supporters, Reverend Luke back from the Church of the Holy Spirit, Matt A, Elizabeth B, Coastal Lance, Otto, RDM, Broadstop Breakfast Group in Kenosha, Captain Mike's Downtown Kenosha, and the Greentown Tavern in Waukegan. I swear one of these days we'll come out there and grub out. We thank you for listening. On behalf of my fine co-host, Scoo Walker, cue the band.